Hello, fans of Animated Crimes. Welcome to Gaslight Games. My name is Greg.
And I'm Sam. There's no crimes here.
There is definitely crimes. This game is called Hit and Run, which is literally a crime.
Oh, it's literally a crime.
Yeah.
What
not
crime is it?
Metaphorically a crime. I don't know. Murder? Manslaughter? Hit and run.
Well, it depends.
Well, yeah, I suppose. If you hit them lightly and run away, I suppose it's not.
Why
either
do they
of those
call
things.
It hit and run? I mean, it's I obviously know. Because it's a Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
and it's oh, is the, it? I didn't know that.
It's the least, I guess it's the least, like, criminal charges.
Yeah,
for a crime.
It's true. Yeah.
Is it? With involving a car?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you think that's why they chose it?
Maybe. I didn't. This is
no,
not
Grand
something
Theft Auto is much, much lower of a crime. Because it's stealing
a
car.
Yeah, and you're
whereas
not actually running anyone over.
Running someone over.
Yeah, that's pretty criminal.
Which is much, much worse.
Yes. Anyway, what game are we talking about today?
it's The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yeah, welcome back to another episode of Gas About Games. I'm looking forward to talking about Hit and Run. Yeah, it's a game that I have a little bit of interaction with. Had it at the video games place back in the day. And it was one of the ones we always used to put on the PlayStation 2 because it was safe for children. And we didn't have that many safe for children games that we could put on the PlayStation 2.
Yes.
So, yeah,
wasn't it was just Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of the menu screen of this game sort of in
menu?
The background. Yeah. It sort of like shows you clips from the game and all that kind of stuff. You know how like all the Nintendo games used to do that if you left them alone for too long.
Yeah, they still sort of do that.
Yeah, Hit and Run still does this. So
yeah, I don't tend to do that very often anymore. Just leave games.
You're just straight in, going on.
Yeah.
I'm not wasting the electricity. You know what I mean? Can't afford it.
Exactly.
But that's cool. So yeah, go on then, Sam. Tell us all about this game. What's the plot? That's where we're meant to start.
Yes. Okay. So it's a very interesting plot in this game. Mm. So it starts off fairly normal.
Okay.
Fairly typical Springfield hijinks.
Yeah, normal for Springfield.
it's relatively normal.
Yeah.
Hijinks. And then some mysterious things start happening.
Oh.
So for example, there's a floating camera that is in the shape of a wasp. Lots of these.
Yeah.
And then there are also some black vans parked outside of people's houses.
Oh no.
Which is suspicious. And also a brand new Buzz Cola recipe that's going around.
Oh, new Coke, if you will.
It's new Coke, exactly. So that's kind of how it starts. And then it quickly escalates into this big conspiracy in Springfield.
Yeah.
And spoilers... it turns out there's these two aliens, Kang and Kodos, which is from the show.
Yeah.
And they are using the cameras for surveillance.
Oh.
And then the new Buzz Cola recipe is to manipulate the residents. To take over the town.
So it's an alien conspiracy.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one coming.
Slowly unraveling this big Springfield-based conspiracy.
Whoa.
So you play as the Simpsons, obviously.
Yes.
Well, most of the Simpsons. You don't play as Maggie.
Yes, okay.
Instead, you play as Apu. Apu.
Yes.
As one of the characters.
Yeah.
So it's Homer, Bart, Lisa, Marge, and Apu.
It's a random one to include in there.
It is,
isn't it?
But I think it makes sense in the plot.
Yeah, because he's shilling the Buzz Cola, I suppose.
I think that's the link. Or there's some link with the conspiracy, and he's somehow involved.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool plot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you sort of hinted to this earlier, but it plays out like GTA.
Yes.
It's a very... I think when they were talking about it, I read online that they were basically, we're making GTA for kids.
Yeah.
Is what they were pitching this game as.
Which is...
And it's pretty accurate. Arguably one of the best Simpsons games, if not the best Simpsons game.
I think so. There's not many good Simpsons games.
Yeah, I think people quite like Road Rage as well, which is this studio only made two Simpsons games.
Yes.
This one and Road Rage.
The two good ones.
Which I think, are the two good ones.
That was the Crazy Taxi one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
They took Crazy Taxi and they put The Simpsons in it.
Yes, exactly. And then they called it
and
the
then
Road
they, yeah. And then they took GTA and they put The Simpsons in it.
So. Yeah, and they put
yeah,
Simpsons
why not?
In it.
And then I don't
Which
think
is,
they...
You know, it works. It worked. Like, it's a good game.
It's crazy to me that they haven't either remade this game or just created a sequel because it was so popular.
So interestingly, they were looking at doing a PSP variant of this game.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I read that it was due in when they renegotiate contracts for the Simpsons, like, actors.
Yeah.
And apparently their wages went up massively and they wanted to have the actual Simpsons actors in the game.
Yes.
So they just didn't do it. Like, that's they just didn't do it because it was too expensive.
Because yeah. they had, they had the original, some of the original writers.
Yeah,
made the script, and then, as you say, the original actors as well.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Voicing all the characters, which is quite unheard of, really.
Yeah, it's pretty rare for them to actually. Yeah,
I can't think of any other examples really of them doing that.
The
original
for a fair part, Dreamlight Valley, but most of it is just like scripted noises as opposed to actual words.
Mm.
They don't like actually speak to you.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They sort of make the noises that the character would make, but they don't make.
Yeah.
Like, they say canned phrases, but they don't tell you the plot, okay. if that makes sense.
Yes. But is it the original actors, is it?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
So they only got them to say like one line maybe.
And then
they left the recording.
Yeah, I think they did sort of like 10 lines or something. Okay. And then like Woody just walks around and goes, there's a snake in my boot. And that's kind of, and then you that's go, oh, there's Woody. Cool. And then you talk to Woody and then it comes up with speech bubbles and it shows you the words.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it has the kind of interaction-y bit there.
It's close enough to what you want, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be too much to ask to have them voice
the whole script.
Hundreds of lines of dialogue.
Yeah, and also with like games nowadays as well, they're forever adapting them, right? So like every time they adapted them, they have to go back to the actors and get more lines of dialogue.
Oh,
like,
I see. They keep adding more quests and things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So because a lot of games nowadays are forever, getting updated and stuff.
Yeah. So it would be unreasonable to ask them to come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So. But
I could see that being
fair enough.
I could see that being an issue.
I always like to tell people about I can't remember his name, which is the embarrassing bit. Yeah. Tom Hanks, who obviously plays Woody, has a brother. And whenever the mainline Toy Story films are always Tom Hanks, but everything else is Tom Hanks's brother.
We
always joke about him being called Jim, but I don't think he is called Jim.
Okay.
But yeah, like all the Woody noises you hear in the parks, that's all Jim. Dreamlight Valley is all Jim. I don't know if his name is actually Jim, but I'm calling him Jim.
Jim Hanks.
So everything that Tom Hanks can't be bothered to do, basically,
it
goes to Jim.
So does Jim have a career outside of just?
I assume he's voicing. An actor outside of voicing in his own Tom Hanks' other characters.
Okay, he doesn't just pick up the things Tom Hanks doesn't have time for.
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite fun.
Maybe Bob? Maybe we called him Bob? I can't remember.
Bob Hanks?
Let me look him up. Hanks' brother. It seems like a good thing to be looking up. Jim. It is Jim.
Oh, it is Jim.
Oh my goodness. I got it. Yeah. He's a talented actor and voiceover artist and filmmaker.
Talented. Who said it's talented?
He's best known for providing the voice of Woody for the Toy Story merchandise, video games, and toys.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And he served as Tom Hanks' body double for the running scenes in Forrest Gump.
Nice.
That's a fun fact.
That's pretty
a nice fun.
Fun
so bonus fact.
Okay. But he has a career in his own right. But his best roles are
Copies of his brother.
What do you mean? His most famous roles.
Can you imagine? She's like, ugh. Damn it, I've got to do an impression of my sister again.
Yeah, I could see that being a little bit annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
you know, never
but
mind.
You can't like get out of... Although he is Tom Hanks, though, so he's quite a big actor.
Yes, he is quite a big actor.
So it's quite difficult to top him, really.
No, it's true, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe
I don't think most people have a brother that does impressions of them. For a living.
I don't know.
I don't think like Chris Pratt's brother is like
Chris Pratt
providing all
yeah,
of the
yeah what are the brothers is it the
all the Hemsworths.
Do you think they kind of do impressions of each other, don't they?
I don't know, they're all Australians.
I mean they're kind of interchangeable in goals.
Maybe. I'm gonna pretend we did the same.
I think it's no, they're all very talented actors.
Yes, of course.
The Hemsworths.
There's three, right?
Yes. Tom, Jim.
Tom and Jim.
Chris.
That's what we're going with. With Chris, Chris is the famous one. He's Thor.
Okay.
And then Liam is the Hunger Games.
Okay.
And then there's another
one. Who did he play in the Hunger Games? Katniss?
No. Katniss's boyfriend.
Is that his character's name?
Not, yes, I think so. Katniss it's is... not Peter, it's the other one.
Oh, okay. Not
you
Peter.
Know that she has two love interests and there's like a, you
sure,
know, story triangle. Plot line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's trying to decide between her District 12 boy, who is him. And
one of them is really good at like baking bread. And
Peter is bread boy.
Okay, he loves bread. And he loves bread as like a disguise in one of the
yes,
games
or something?
Yes, he becomes
bread.
Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah. No, not quite.
Something like to that
the
effect.
Plot is, right? This is a wild tangent. The plot is that he is so like incredible at making bread and it's like an art form almost.
Okay.
And he manages to use this art form to disguise himself
yeah,
in the Hunger Games so that he can't be found, not as bread.
A giant loaf of bread.
Tree, which is like bread.
Hang on.
In a
he
way.
He doesn't just create a giant loaf of bread
no,
and hide in
but
it.
That would be the perfect
I thought I remembered that plotline no, in the
you
book.
You don't? Oh, okay.
I think the adaptation is different from the book to the
I don't recall
film.
That. Oh, is it? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Wildly
no,
different.
I'm joking.
And what's the skill of the other, Liam Hemsworth?
He hunts, question mark?
Oh, that's less
like
interesting.
Yeah, but she hunts too, so they have that in common.
Yeah,
she doesn't like bread.
That's her skill.
She hates bread. She's gluten free.
Is she gluten? She's gluten free.
Good.
And his skill is also hunting.
Yes.
Which is useful in the Hunger Games.
The Hunting Games.
Is the Hunting Game.
Yes, which okay. is different to the Hunger Games.
Okay. He must have other skills. I don't remember, to be honest.
No, neither do I. I can't remember his name.
I mean, he sounds like one of the central characters, though. So.
He's a secondary character for sure. He's okay. like he's not you know he's not Peter and Katniss.
Oh okay.
But he's sort of you know.
Does Peter win out in the end? Does he?
I think so, but not for love.
What a memorable franchise.
Oh yeah, I know, right?
I don't really remember much about it.
No, I vaguely remember it. I think the thing with Peter is that they like the Capitol, who are the people who are like the big bad.
Sorry, it's called what?
The Capitol.
So the big central town
yes,
is called what?
The Capitol, would you believe? But it's spelt differently.
Sorry, we're being making fun of the Hunger Games.
I'm not.
Oh, I wasn't making fun.
I actually quite like the Hunger Games.
Oh, yes. Sorry, yes. Go on. The capital.
Yeah, the capital. Who are the big bad?
The big city. The big main city.
Big main city where all the money
it's
goes.
It's called the right? capital.
The capital. And they want Peter and Katniss to be together because they cheat their way to winning the games together, basically.
Why do they do this?
Because they didn't want to kill one another.
Right. Well, why does the capital want them to win? Surely they want there to be one winner.
They do want one winner.
Okay.
But they both basically, at the end of the game, they found these like berries.
Oh,
and they were like, we're going to eat these poisonous berries together or we win together.
Oh, it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, and the capital, basically... And the capital wanted a winner more than they wanted.
No. Not basically.
Yeah, it kind of is. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's basically how they both end up winning, which is unheard of.
But do they both win or does one of
them
die?
Yeah, they do both win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They both win.
And what happens in The Hunger Games 2?
We go back to Dinosaur Island.
They go back to Dinosaur Island.
Yeah.
Do they
go
back into The Hunger Games?
Katniss does.
Katniss does?
Yes.
Okay.
For a reason that I can't right now define.
And what happens in the third Hunger Games book?
She goes back to Dinosaur Island.
Yeah.
I always make this joke about Jurassic Park because Jurassic Park is like, I will never go back to that stupid island full of dinosaurs. Mm. And then like
they find another
They
one.
Go back to another island.
No, but it's not. It's
awesome.
Never the same island, is it? It's
no, it is.
Different island.
In the third one, they go back to the first
oh,
island.
Oh, the same.
Yeah. So in the first movie, they're on Isla Nublar.
Yes.
And then the second one is the other island that I can't remember.
Okay.
And then the third one, they go back to the original island.
Oh, okay.
And it's destroyed because there's dinosaurs all over
yes.
it.
Yes. Because we've already been there in the first
yes.
one.
Yes. And then in Jurassic World, we begin the same process again.
Yes.
Basically.
They didn't learn their lesson.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
from
like...
the first one?
Yeah.
And the second one and the third one?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
But, you know, Maybe this time it will work.
Yeah, and it all stars the same science guy. The same science guy.
Is it the same guy?
Yes, he's in all six of the movies. Right? It's the same science guy. He doesn't learn his lesson for some reason.
Yeah, but maybe this time it will be. Maybe next time it will be, right?
It will be perfect. The dinosaurs will be great.
I don't know. I just don't know. Okay, okay. Are they making another Jurassic World?
Yes. Are they rebooting the franchise.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or they rebooted the franchise?
I think Jurassic World was the reboot, wasn't it?
I think they've rebooted... hold on. I feel like there was a Jurassic World with Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, there was. Was that the reboot?
So I think that's the reboot.
Okay, but it was called... Wasn't it called Jurassic World, though? Or was it called something Jurassic...
I can't remember.
Jurassic...
I think there was one called Rebirth, and I think that's the newest one.
Oh, Jurassic Rebirth.
Yeah, Jurassic something Rebirth. Okay. Park World, who knows?
Universe.
Jurassic Universe. Rebirth. Yeah, because the three world ones all had Chris Pratt in them, I think.
Chris Pratt, yes.
Yes.
Dallas?
With this. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Howard, yes. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Director of Mandalorian.
yes, she did.
Yeah, I know.
She does.
I know. She's, done quite a few.
Episodes are like the best, I think.
Yeah, they probably are, to be fair.
I think so. I think I remember them being the better one.
She's quite funny.
So she's in Jurassic World as well.
Yes.
Three of those or four of those? I think I stopped after the second or third.
I think she's in two or three of those. Yeah. Because cool. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Anyway, yeah, so I always use the joke of let's go back to Dinosaur Island because that's the franchise that's done it the most, I suppose. I'd guess Jaws, don't swim in the water. Oh, you swam in the water. Oh, now everyone's dead because of the...
Is that the longest running franchise?
Killer Shark.
Fast and the Furious is also quite long.
Yeah, but they don't...
They never learn.
Not to drive
so
fast.
So furious.
Slow down. I don't think it's as an exciting film if you tell everyone to slow down the whole time, though.
Okay.
Right? Right?
Yes, yeah. I agree.
If Gone in 60 Seconds was Gone in 90 minutes, it wouldn't be quite as exciting.
They should have a sequel with Nick Cage.
Now.
As an old,
and he's really slow. Man. He's just like, I'm coming.
Gone in 90
And he's
seconds.
Trying to steal a Vauxhall Metro or something. He's just like an old banger.
That'd be amazing.
That would be really funny.
I need to see this.
I want to see this as well. But yeah.
What else is he up to these days?
Huh? Nick Cage?
Oh, he's making that new... Spider-Man, Spider-Noir.
Oh, yeah. He was also in some kind of Dracula movie.
Oh, yes.
Where he was Dracula.
Yes, I remember this.
And the kid from Skins was Renfield.
Right, yes.
You know who I mean?
I do, yes. Yeah, that was...
Name's gone, though.
I don't remember what his name is.
Can't remember his name either.
But, yes, the guy from Skins.
Yeah.
Very good.
Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about...
Our podcast could be like a really dangerous drinking game. Like Greg and Sam get off track.
And we actually talk about
Greg talks about
the
Disney.
You like to relate things to Disney.
I know, yeah,
which
it's
is
a
good.
Problem.
Do you want to hear about some of the vehicles in the game?
Yeah, there's one vehicle in particular. Should we start by talking about that one? Because I think it's the most exciting, in my opinion. Mr. Burns' car.
Oh, okay.
You get to drive Mr. Burns' car.
Oh, the big, stretch limo.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is almost like, here we go, back to Disney, Cruella de Vil's car. You know, with the, big grill and the... An old school Rolls Royce
kind
of
box. Well, it is basically just a very extreme, exaggerated, long Rolls Royce, isn't it?
Yes, exactly that. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is quite funny. I think that was... I looked through the top 10 cars and I was like, I want to drive Mr. Burns' car. But yeah, there was some other cool ones in there. Go on, break it down
for
me.
Well, you've got the classic Homer's, pink... sedan car,
yes,
which is the classic.
Yes, of course, the Simpsons car.
Yes, yeah. And then I also remember the soapbox racer that Bart had.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is the space shuttle one.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
yeah. Episode. Mm-hmm. That's his main
vehicle.
Thing.
Yeah.
Lisa had the Malibu Stacy car.
Okay, cool. That's quite cool. Yeah,
which
yeah,
was a cool idea. And then Marge had this big 4x4, the Canyonero.
I remember the episode with the Canyonero with the theme tune.
Canyonero.
Yeah. Yep.
Which was an Elvis song. I can't remember what the Elvis song is now. It's just terrible.
You don't remember the original, just the Simpsons variation.
What's the famous Elvis song that sounds like Canyonero?
I don't know.
Oh.
I
like how we know Canyonero, but not
somewhat
the...
limited.
No, I don't know. It's a famous song.
Yeah.
And it sounds exactly like Canyonero.
Have you heard they're making another Simpsons movie, by the way? Just as a minor tangent.
I thought it was the final... Isn't this the end of the series? Like the last final thing that they're going to do?
Oh, is it? Okay. Like the last Simpsons?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's crazy. It's been on the air for like 450 years. Mm. So that's quite crazy. Mm. Okay.
It's like wow, that's 30, cool. nearly 40 years, I guess.
That's mad.
Is it something like 20 years since the last, since the first film? Something like
It's a long time. Yeah.
20, next year, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so. Cool. Anyway, you were going to say cars.
They were the cars.
That was it. Okay, yeah. Great.
There weren't that many cars.
No, fair. That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, they're the kind of the main cars that you start with.
Mm.
And then you can obviously steal. I think you can steal other people's cars, right?
Yeah.
You can perform Grand Theft Auto. I read online,
You can do Grand Theft Auto. You can do Grand Theft Auto. You can do Hit and Run.
Yeah. There's a lot of Hit and Run.
Yeah. Although apparently you don't like die in this game. You just have a finite amount of coins.
Okay.
And then you lose coins.
Right.
Like if you get hit, you lose coins. In the same, like Sonic vibes.
Ooh, okay.
Like rings kind of situation.
Yes, but coins. But coins. Mario.
Or Mario,
but
also.
You don't really lose your coins in Mario, do you?
No. And then if you get caught by the police, you lose 50 coins. I know.
Oh, I see. So that's the incentive is the
coins. Yeah, it's to get away, is that you lose 50 coins. Mm. They like fine you or whatever, I suppose.
Yes.
For running over people in the streets.
Yeah, that's how
50 coin fine.
That's how crime works in
Seems
Springfield.
Reasonable to me.
It's just
absolutely fine.
Fines.
I
mean, how does it work in Grand Theft Auto? You go to the hospital, don't you, if you die?
You go to the hospital if you die. I don't know about you getting caught.
You get arrested, don't you? I think you get fined if you get arrested.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Well, do you just like spend the night in the prison or whatever? And then you come out of the prison? I feel like you come out of a police station, if I remember
right. Yeah, I think so. You just kind of just wake up, don't you?
Yeah.
And you're back.
Yeah.
Fine of $100 or something.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the mayhem.
To the mayhem, indeed.
Or whatever. So that's fun. Would you like to hear about some costumes?
Sure, yeah, of course I'd love to hear about some costumes.
The best one is Homer's Moo Moo, which is the best one.
Okay.
I think that's one of the...
You get to dress as a cow?
A cow?
Moo Moo?
No, Moo Moo. You know, like the big... you know the episode where he has the... Where he like works from home and he gets like really big and he wears this big like Moo Moo dress.
Oh, vaguely.
Where he has the little... You know the bird that drinks water?
Yes, I remember that.
He doesn't want... He's working from home and he uses the bird to... press the yes key. His whole job is just working from home and pressing the yes key.
So he uses the bird to do that.
And it causes like a big nuclear meltdown because he keeps pressing yes to everything.
This is so like accurate of nowadays though, because like nowadays people use like jiggling mice software to try and prove that they're still working, right?
Yeah, it's the same idea.
Exactly.
It's
amazing that we just like
everything imitates
everything is the Simpsons. Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Well, they predicted like Donald Trump being president and loads of other things, didn't they? So yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Do you know that? I remember that episode quite well because he's like, press the any key. It's like, what's the any key?
Yeah, where's the any key? Yeah, that's the moment I remember from that episode.
Or tab, where's the tab key?
Yeah,
I'll put it on my tab or something.
Exactly. It's just,
I'll just use the cup holder to put my drink or something. And it's like, what is this?
He just has no idea how to use a computer.
Yes, it's very fun.
Brilliant.
I remember this episode quite well, so that's good. So the Moo Moo.
Yes. we're so easily distracted. Yes,
you've got Bartman. Remember doing
Bartman? Yeah, I remember doing the Bartman. Yep,
that's Bart's obviously costume.
Yes.
Cool Lisa.
Oh, I remember Cool Lisa. When she slicks back her hair. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And the glasses.
Very cool.
Yeah. Like the sunglasses. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So cool. Okay.
Then you've got Police Marge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where she becomes a police officer.
Yes, she did become a police officer for an episode.
Yes. One single episode. Yes.
It's like a kind of greatest hits of all the bits from episodes that you would remember.
Yeah. It's full of references and things, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like the Mario movie, which is just references.
Yes, exactly.
No plot.
Yeah. If you don't understand the references, then
apparently there is basically no plot to the new Mario film. I haven't seen it.
Perfect.
Yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
But apparently it's spoil it. Apparently it's structured like levels.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a three act structure. It's level. Then the next level.
Okay.
Then the next level. Then the next level. That's
I suppose how else would you do Galaxy? I suppose. Like,
yeah,
I kind of get that.
But they basically said, we don't care about traditional film
this
structure.
This is a video game movie.
We're just going to make it like a video game.
Yeah, okay, so interesting.
Apparently there's basically no plot.
That's like, love
which
that.
Which is kind of what you
So you're just watching a gameplay video at that point.
Basically.
of Super Mario Galaxy, a game that came out 12 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. So, which is an interesting way of doing it.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, well, I'll see it at some point.
But yeah, I'll wait for it to come to streaming somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I might watch it, like, I might rent it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only like $3.50 to rent.
Yeah, I'll wait till it's
a catastrophic amount of money.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when they come out, they're to rent, they're like really expensive, aren't they?
Yes. So when they're on like premiere, then they're like £20 to watch.
Yeah, they can be £20. Absolutely no thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's cheaper than going to the cinema.
Yeah.
If you get you and one other person, it's cheaper than going to the cinema.
Yeah.
So I suppose there's that. But like,
they don't take very long to. So they start at like 20 and then they drop to like $13.99.
Yeah.
And then they drop to, like you say, $3.50 or $4.99 to rent, I think it is.
Yeah.
So I'll just wait for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll just wait for it to become a reasonable price. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I'm not paying £20.
No,
watch.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's an amazing film.
Of course. I'm incredible piece of film art.
Yes. Do you think you'll go see the Star Wars film, the Mandalorian? Oh, yeah, I think we had this conversation.
I don't know. I might just. The thing is, I know it's going to be on Disney Plus a few months after it comes out.
Yeah, it usually takes like 3 months, maybe. Yeah. It's really, really quick.
I know. Can I just wait a couple of months?
Yeah, I can probably wait.
You know what I mean? Right,
I mean, it's not going to be groundbreaking. Well, maybe it will be.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Emily have been umming and ahhing about going to see Project Hail Mary as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's obviously in cinemas now. And I bet it looks really good on the big screen as well. So at some point, maybe.
I imagine that would be a good one to see because it's quite a spectacle.
Right? Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the Mario film is...
a spectacle, but in a different way.
A different way. A different way.
Yeah.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
And then the other costume is... Apu B Sharp. You know, when they have the barbershop quartet.
Oh yeah, I forgot they had the barbershop quartet because he could have done Tenpins as well. Mm. He could have been in the Tenpin bowling outfit.
Oh yes,
because they had a bowling group as
well.
That's
right. Yeah, they're all good friends, aren't they? Always.
Yeah, exactly. They always do little projects together.
Yeah, whenever they need a group, they just say, let's get these four guys together. These four people who never hang out usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Into a bowling team.
Which is quite funny. It's mostly the guys from the bar.
Hmm.
And then
Apu's a friend as well. Yeah, that's cool.
He's probably busy. He's got a shop to run.
He does.
Like, he can't. And he's got, like, didn't he have like 8 children or something crazy as well?
There is an episode where he has 8 children or something.
Yeah.
Yes, I very good remember
or
that.
Or 9 or something like that. Yeah, like a crazy amount of children.
There's some crazy episode about that, isn't there?
Yeah. So obviously he's got to deal with that as well, which probably is quite exhausting. I'm not an expert.
8 children. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
seems like about 8 too many. Who could say? But yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got anything else about this game? I have one fun fact.
Okay, what's your fun fact?
Okay, I've got a fun fact. Do you know who created the Simpsons theme tune?
Oh. I have no idea. It's not Matt Groening, is it?
No.
I don't know.
Danny Elfman.
Did he?
The Danny Elfman. That. Yeah, this was a fun little, like,
seems like quite a
wait
big deal.
A minute.
Wait, but why? Because
for why?
Oh no, because
money,
I mean,
probably.
Yeah, but I mean, The Simpsons wasn't big when it launched.
No.
It was like tiny. It wasn't...
Yeah, but neither was Danny Elfman.
Oh, at the time. Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah, because this would have been before.
Yeah, this is like
his big career and things.
Late 80s.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
When was he big? Probably in the 90s, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, he started working with Tim Burton quite a lot.
Mm.
So things like Nightmare Before Christmas was Danny Elfman.
Or the original Batman film, or 1989 Batman film.
Yes. Yeah. Which is obviously around the same time as Simpsons.
Same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh, that's cool.
I know, right? What a fun side fact. That was just, I saw it and I was like, I'm putting that in.
That's,
that's
so
got to
cool.
go in the pod.
I'm just going to write Batman and I'm going to write Simpsons at the same time.
Yeah, of course. Like, what different
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Vibes? Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas probably was happening around the same time as well.
Wow, that's cool.
And he was all those, like, all, basically every single one of those, those movies Danny Elfman was involved in. Like, all the Tim Burton ones.
Yes.
Was Danny Elfman.
Well, why not?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Kind of goes with the style that Tim
Burton's. Yeah, they both have a similar vibe.
Yeah. So, well, that's pretty cool.
There you go. That was my fun fact.
I don't have any fun facts.
No?
The only other thing I had is that it sold 3 million copies.
Whoa, that's a lot of copies. I've got a rating.
Oh.
Do you want to guess what the approximate Metacritic rating is?
85.
Ooh. That was a good guess. It is 80.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so
very good.
So basically, it's a I vaguely estimated the average, because the PC game scores higher than like the GameCube game, because the GameCube game runs like a pile of trash, whereas the PC game runs really well. And you can, the PC game's kind of still alive a little bit because there's so many mods. They have a full mod where you can change everything to Futurama.
That sounds good.
Which is pretty crazy, right? That's quite cool. That's cool. So yeah,
I could see it being a good modding game.
Yeah,
this one.
Exactly. Like, imagine, and there's like, so the game's laid out in levels rather than like open world, like all the GTA games.
Yes.
But they, somebody out there modded it and stitched all the worlds together.
Cool.
Which is quite cool. So you can go full open world because they're all like basically next to each other.
Yeah, they are.
Which is quite cool.
Oh, I didn't realize that you couldn't cross between the different areas. There must be some crossover, I think.
Yeah. So they're, yeah.
But yeah, they're different zones, aren't they, effectively?
Yeah. Which is quite cool. I have not played this game in a long time. Yeah. This is all like reminiscent for me.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, there's, yeah, I know they break it into all different characters. So you've got the Homer is the start, I think, and then you go to the Bart levels.
Yeah.
And then they all come together at the end because it's the same conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Yes. So, you got to beat the big bad cool. or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's the aliens, isn't it? The Kong and, sorry, Kang and the other guy.
His name I've briefly forgotten.
Kodos.
Yeah, he's sure the one I always forget. I feel a bit bad for him because
yeah, Kang's like the main guy.
Kang's
isn't
the guy. Yeah.
And
he's the main.
Kodos is also pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
sure. Kind of. Yeah, they're both basically the same character, aren't they? But
I don't know really. I mean, they're always kind of involved in the same things together, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not like I never see them separate.
Yeah, you never see them in two separate rooms, do you?
No. Are you sure it's not the same guy, but with a mirror?
I don't know.
Between, like, yeah. Optical illusion.
Twist. That would be a
twist. Situation. Yeah,
maybe they should do that in the film. I wonder what the film will be. What? How do you end The Simpsons? I mean, I have no idea.
I think there's only one logical option, which is to destroy Springfield
completely. Oh, okay. Yeah, just have them move to a different town.
Yeah,
and just say,
go full like Buffy. Like, destroy the whole town.
Okay.
Or like Cabin in the Woods and just destroy the entire world. These are all options.
It's a bit of a downer though for The Simpsons.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But maybe like...
Maybe just have a reminisce kind of film and just full of references and that's the whole film, maybe. Just remember all these things that happened in the show.
Yeah, I suppose. A bit lazy? But I kind of feel like you need to like tie it up in a bow. Mm. It's been on television for like a million years.
Yeah.
You kind of need to... You need to somehow go, hey, look, everyone turned out fine. But I don't know how you do that. You could have the everyone get older.
Oh, okay.
Because they've always been the same age, right?
Oh, like Bart turns 11 or something.
Yeah,
that
so
would be
it's
the plot,
Bart's 11th
oh,
birthday.
Oh, that,
and
I like
they
that.
Finally make it to Bart's 11th
well,
birthday.
And then it ends.
And then boom.
Oh, credits. I like that idea. Yes. Yeah. They're like stuck in,
because then you kind of, you made it out of that world.
Have it like that they're stuck in some kind of time vortex thing, and then
a
you're
time
right,
slip. Yeah,
like a time exactly like a time slip, and then they have to free themselves, and then you're right. And the ending is
Bart
turns 11, fade to black.
Yeah, yeah,
and then that's the end.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, okay.
Slow. Bum 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 bum.
Oh man, yes, that would be. Oh yeah. Do you want to make it sad though? Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think it is sad because they've escaped. Yeah, it's happy.
So you have the full theme.
Yeah. So instead of destruction, nice birthday party.
Yeah, a nice birthday party.
Yeah. And then post-credit scene, the world is destroyed.
Okay, stay for the
if you want you let the kids out while the credits are rolling, and then at the end, ultimate destruction.
You could do that. Yeah, you have a birthday party, but then have him like remember his favorite parts of being 10 or something.
Yeah, true. Yeah. you can still like, you can use the whole movie to reference stuff that's happened.
I think they'd have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't, there's no point like making a
but you could do reminiscence in the lead up to his birthday. So they're talking about like all the things they did in the last year.
Yeah, remember what we did in the
400,000
summer?
400,000 yeah,
like wow
year.
What a long summer it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something more.
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
It's like, how many Christmases have we had?
Yeah,
it feels like 17. Yeah. It's actually only one.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I just don't remember. That would be...
And how many Halloweens have we had?
How many Halloweens?
Yeah. So funny.
Maybe.
I think that would be
too meta. I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think it could work.
Okay.
Like...
Yeah.
I don't think kids, like, when we were kids, are watching The Simpsons anymore.
No, I don't think they are.
I don't know
anyone who still watches The Simpsons, to be honest. Like, no. I know the new episodes. I don't look forward to the.
No, I don't know anyone who's like
season 38 or whatever.
Sat up at 7 PM waiting for them to come on.
I can't wait.
Whatever
the new...
channel they're on nowadays. See ya.
Don't know.
Used to always be like
Disney,
channel
I guess.
4 at 6 o'clock.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was Fox, wasn't it, in America?
In
channel
America,
4
yeah.
over here. Channel yeah. 2, I think.
Well, it's channel. I think it moved a bit.
Yeah,
I think it was 2, 4, and I think it was on Sky for a bit.
Oh, okay.
And I think when it moved to Sky, a lot of people dropped off mm-hmm. because it's not on free terrestrial television for everyone.
That's right. Yeah, Sky just said they bought like Lost as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, the first season was on Channel 4. Everyone liked it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Sky, we're buying it.
Yeah, and then Sky.
And then I was like, yeah, I can't.
Well, I guess I won't
Sky,
be watching
so
that.
Watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Whereas nowadays, there's ways to rectify that problem if you have to.
Yeah, you can just get a streaming service, can't you? Quite
yeah,
easily.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Yes, okay. A legitimate streaming service. That's what
yes.
I was talking about. It's a very reasonable price
it is
every
available,
month.
Though.
And yes, exactly. Most things are available.
Yes.
There's sometimes things I really want to watch and I'm like, I cannot access this. This
yes.
is physically impossible
well,
for me.
Well, they
to
had
access.
This HBO Max thing, didn't they, in America? That was yep. only available in America. So yep. things, shows just wouldn't happen.
No.
Just like, oh, do you want to watch this new TV show? Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. There's the,
now
there's
you
like,
can.
So yeah,
HBO
yeah.
Max is here now, apparently.
Yes. But there's so many examples of like just what I would describe as lost media, where it's just unfindable on any platform.
Mm.
Like you can't even like buy it or like
yeah, that's
you
annoying.
Can have a DVD of it, for example. But like you can't, you know.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes you just can't buy them
no,
digitally.
It's so like the stupid example I use is so Disney Plus deleted loads and loads of content fairly recently.
Right.
And I guess they did this as a like money-saving exercise because Disney Plus is hemorrhaging money.
Oh, yeah, Disney don't have any money.
No, Disney Plus is hemorrhaging money.
Oh, okay.
Disney is doing okay.
Well, I'm sure they can like
subsidize it. Yeah,
it.
They can, yeah. But they want
quite
every
easily.
Part of the business to be doing well, right? Which is why the prices keep going up and up and up, right?
Well,
when it first came
really
out, it was like
though.
£4 a month or something.
Yes,
stupid,
it was really good.
Right? It was really good. And there was like... And everything was on there. Everything Disney had ever made was on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they started buying things. So
yes.
they bought like Fox and like a few
well,
other
Marvel
bits
was the big one.
And Marvel
yeah.
and stuff
Star
like
Wars.
That. Yep. And then they started adding those things on. Mm. And then they were like, oh, let's take out some of the stuff that people aren't watching.
Right.
Right. So some of that stuff
yeah.
is now completely...
Just gone forever.
Yeah, exactly. So the... One example I can use that's fairly easy for me is Goofy Movie, which is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, they've taken that off of Disney?
No, it's still on,
oh,
Disney,
it's on Disney
Plus,
okay.
right? But if I want to buy that movie so that I can own it,
mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
So it's only... It's, oh, because they've made it exclusive to Disney.
Yep, I can't buy it on Amazon.
Right.
I don't think I can even buy a DVD of it.
But they did make a DVD of it, presumably.
Yeah,
or a VHS.
I could probably get one secondhand,
yeah.
maybe.
Okay.
But it was originally a like direct to TV kind of situation. So
okay.
it played out on the Disney Channel.
Oh, and then that was it.
And then yep. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I know. It's crazy. It just yeah, some stuff is just unreachable in legitimate ways.
It is annoying. Yes, yes.
Put it politely.
Or they make it exclusive to us. Or so if there's something on Netflix that you really want to watch,
yeah,
then and you don't have Netflix, you literally can't buy it.
No,
any other way.
No, there's no other way of you watching that.
I think it's the same with like Amazon Prime and things. There's
yeah, like if you wanted to watch Stranger Things but you didn't want a Netflix
yeah,
subscription,
you can't.
Impossible.
I think that's true. Yes.
No, it is true. I know it's true. It's impossible.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Like one of the biggest shows of recent time.
Yeah.
Whether you like the show or not is null and void.
Only watch
it
on a subscription.
It's a massive show. Yeah. The only way to watch it is Netflix.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. When, like, this is less relevant now, but when storage was so infinitely cheap,
yep.
like, it cost nothing
yep.
for them to store those movies forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Why
they?
Hosting is so cheap,
yeah.
and they're not even hosting, they've got a server farm somewhere and
yep.
just like racks on racks on racks of hard drives, right?
Yeah,
like who what it doesn't cost anything not it doesn't cost anything it
well,
does
it, costs
it does
lot,
cost but... money but it doesn't cost that much
no.
for a company like Netflix or Disney or
mm-hmm.
like whoever, like it doesn't cost that much.
No,
so it's crazy to me that any media nowadays can be impossible to get to legally.
It's crazy. You're gonna have to start like buying physical media again, aren't you?
Yeah, so a lot of people online are sort of talking about how physical media is like a great example of this as well is actually Simpsons Hit and Run, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot buy this game.
No, they didn't remaster it. They haven't remade it.
No. So like you cannot buy this game mostly because of like weird rights rubbish, right? The people who made the game, they don't have the rights to the Simpsons anymore. So they can't make Simpsons games anymore.
Right. Yes.
So they can't remaster it unless they recreate a new deal.
That's why. Yes.
Right? So it just forever you can only play it on consoles that are from that generation.
Just in limbo forever.
Exactly. Yeah. You might still be able to play it on PC. You might still be able to play it on PC.
Right. But it'll be like the original version. I mean, it probably wouldn't even run on Steam, maybe.
I don't know. But like it's not accessible, right? Yes. You can do it. Yeah, sure. Of course you can do it. If you run it in like backwards compatibility mode and you have the CD-ROM from 50 years ago then and like, you know, you can do it. It is possible, but it's like a real pain in the butt. Yeah, so nobody's going to do it.
No one's going to bother.
But like realistically, you can find it. If you really want to find it.
Yeah, if you really wanted to, you could.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I see what you mean. It's just prohibitive, isn't it?
That, yeah, it's sad, though, because like it means that so many games are... which is why I like Nintendo Switch Online giving us access to some of the games from like N64 and stuff.
Yes, some of them,
That's really cool, and I'm really happy that that exists. But it does mean that when that subscription service goes away, when Nintendo goes, I can't be bothered to maintain this for the Switch anymore, those games, again... are gone again
because they're not preserving. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because they'll just start again with whatever console they come out with next, which it probably isn't going to be a Switch variant if we're being realistic. It's nice that the Switch 2 is backwards compatible with the Switch 1.
Yes.
But let's be real, the next generation is not going to be that.
No.
It just isn't.
No,
the odds of that happening are so near zero. Yeah. I don't think
they never do the same thing three times.
No, goodness no.
Very rarely, twice.
Yeah, so the only time I can think of them doing it before is like Game Boy Color.
Yeah, or Nintendo, Super Nintendo. That, although not completely backwards compatible.
No, it's not backwards compatible at all. Like, you can't put a NES game in a SNES. It doesn't work.
No, you're right.
So it's not backwards compatible.
It's not. Oh, well, it was PlayStation 2 then.
Yeah, so PlayStation was backwards compatible until the 4.
Yes.
And then with the 5, they went, meh, we're not doing that anymore.
Yes. Yeah, that's really bad, isn't it?
Which is frustrating.
Yeah.
And Xbox never did that. Didn't care.
Xbox now does. It's really good with backwards compatibility.
So you can play original Xbox games on the latest generation.
Surprisingly, yes.
Oh.
If you have the disc, it will read like the DRM and it will, and you can play it.
Okay. Well,
obviously, you don't play it on the disc.
No.
But you can download... Not every game, but a big selection. Yeah, that was a big drive from Xbox.
That's very cool. Okay, that's good.
And 360.
So it just reads it as like a key.
Yes.
Kind of goes, oh, you got a key to that game. Okay, cool. I'll download it for you.
Impressive that they've done that.
That's really good.
But I think it's not that widely done, I suppose.
No, but Microsoft has infinite storage space. So it's great that they're using some of that storage space to preserve games.
Yes.
From the original Xbox and the Xbox 360 and all the other Xbox generations that came after.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So it's quite cool that they do that.
But like these companies are massive; they can afford some server space, like
especially Microsoft.
Yeah,
they have a lot.
Yeah, and Sony have loads as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Mate, they make films. Like they store films in goodness knows what quality when they send them out to cinemas, and they are stored on a data center somewhere at Sony.
Yes,
like I don't expect to be delivered. A terabyte worth of film, I don't need it in that quality.
No, of course.
43 inch television.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't need quite that level.
No, exactly. But, like, you don't. Yeah. It shouldn't. Nothing should go missing.
No.
If I can look after all of my online storage and pay for it, why can't they?
Yeah, well, they absolutely can.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
I could keep files from my entire life on my online storage if I wanted to.
Yep. Quite easily.
They have way more money than
they do. So they could probably do it.
Yeah, they can definitely do it. They're just choosing
it. It's strange, isn't it? Especially, Disney, that are getting rid of some of their things.
Yeah, they did. They got rid of massive, like, stuff that nobody watches. I'm going to be real with you. It wasn't stuff that was popular. It wasn't like they got rid of the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Right? Or, like, one of their classic Disney movies. It's not like they did.
No. It would be something that, as you're right, that's like three people have watched ever.
Maybe. Yeah, there was a lot of like Disney Channel original movies mm-hmm. that got lost.
But so still,
they came out exclusively on Disney Channel.
Right.
Right. So there was no DVD. You couldn't buy a DVD. You couldn't buy a VHS. Right. It was exclusively on Disney Channel. And then they uploaded all of them to Disney Plus. And then they went, no, stop.
That's crazy. So now it...
Not all of them, but like a fair few.
Right. Okay. So there's no like archive...
Well, there is. Well, they just stopped you having access to it.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Because there's no way they just deleted those files. They didn't just go...
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that.
They just stopped giving you access to it.
Even though it's not costing them anything. I see what you're saying.
And you can't get it anywhere else. It's literally impossible to get anywhere else.
So they just did it for out of spite?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's so frustrating. So frustrating.
It's annoying. You're kind of locked into that streaming.
Yeah, exactly. But it forces people to be a pirate. Like, that's what it forces people to do because you don't have any other choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to watch this film that I enjoyed as a child.
Yep.
And it's terrible because it was on Disney Channel.
You still want the choice to be able to.
Exactly. I'm paying.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying for the subscription, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. And you were giving it to me.
Yeah.
I did have it. And now you've taken it away and I'm paying more now. And
they're basically.
Than it was back then.
It's like they're questioning your taste, aren't they?
Yeah.
And we're like, saying, no one would want to watch this. So we're just going to remove it. It's like,
and they're not
what
wrong.
About the three
a
people?
A lot of those films are terrible. But it doesn't matter.
It's not about quality.
No, it's not about quality.
Or the popularity.
It's about reminiscing, right? Like, we can't just, like, it's so frustrating.
It's about reminiscing. Well, it's about preservation.
Like, yeah. If I want to sit down and watch Sharktopus,
yeah,
which
is your choice,
undeniably a terrible film, I should be able to sit down and watch
Sharktopus.
They
just haven't accounted for people.
Yeah.
Who might want to do these
things. Yeah, exactly. And realistically...
How dare you set my taste?
Yeah.
How dare you...
I want to have my own terrible taste. And
why would you only serve me good content?
Yeah, I don't want good content. I want... Nostalgia is what I want right now.
Yes.
I don't want stuff that's good.
I don't
good.
Want good quality
no,
content.
I want to watch rubbish that I watched as a child. I want to watch every episode of Funhouse.
I don't think they can.
Why can't
this?
I watch every episode of Funhouse? CITV.
I see what you're saying.
I want to see what's his name? I've forgotten his
the
name.
The guy. I don't know. The,
him with a mullet. The guy, I want to watch Noel Edmonds' House Party.
Noel Edmonds' House Party.
The BBC has enough money and they have
the BBC,
files.
Yeah, they don't.
Put
I don't,
it on
I mean,
the
I
iPlayer.
Haven't really looked, to be honest, but I imagine they're not on there.
No, I guarantee they are not on there. Put them on iPlayer. I would have watched Noel Edmonds' House Party.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess so.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why am I not allowed to watch this?
Mm, yeah.
I get that you can't put every bit of media ever on. I understand.
There has
that.
To be a line somewhere.
Yeah, 100%.
But where do you draw the line?
I don't know. But it's not,
it sounds like Disney have drawn
it's
this line.
Below Noel Edmonds' House Party. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's saying that there's like a quality, like a hierarchy of quality.
Yes, there is.
Oh, is there? So you're saying art, there's
no,
quality in art.
Yes, I know what you mean.
One art form is better than the other.
Yes, Noel Edmonds' House Party is better than the 18th season of Call the Midwife.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
I mean, it probably isn't, if I'm being real.
Interesting.
But you, do you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't.
What was your point? Oh, they need to draw the line, but not there.
Not
draw
there.
Lower.
Lower. Much lower than where
so,
it currently
I
is.
I guess they need to draw the line, but people don't notice? Is
exactly.
what you're saying? Okay, but right? people have noticed.
Yes, I've noticed.
The
I'm mad about it.
The majority, the minority.
But even if they didn't like upload every single episode, and they just uploaded like, here's 20 episodes of Noel Edmonds' House Party.
Right. But how,
I'd be like, that's
how
awesome.
Could you choose?
Huh? I don't use a randomizer. I don't.
You'd have to,
like,
you'd have to watch every single episode to choose the best ones, wouldn't you?
Just check IMDb.
Oh, okay, yeah. You
maybe,
can do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, just put the highest rated ones
highest
on.
Rated ones,
but then
I
people
suppose.
Would be upset that they couldn't watch the lower. But then maybe someone wants to watch the lowest rated episode.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you've got to take it. Yeah, I'm literally listening to a podcast right now where they take a TV show every week.
Okay.
And they watch the best rated episode.
Nice.
And the worst rated episode. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about the show as a whole.
Right.
So that they can compare it when it's at its best and at its worst.
Oh, that's clever.
Right? Which is quite interesting. So it's IMDb best rated and worst rated.
And worst
but
rated.
They don't include like ends of seasons and cliffhanger-y
right,
things.
Okay.
Right. So they only include stuff that's actually like well reviewed for the reason it's well reviewed. Right.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
It's a good show. Yeah, it's quite fun. They've done loads of like big shows. So they've done like Sopranos and like loads of other massive Lost and all those kind of shows.
So not Noel Edmonds' House Party.
No, they're not British not for a start. So they probably don't
have Noel Edmonds' House Party. There might be some like American shows mostly.
Who was it I've watched recently? I can't remember what it was. I think it was someone on Graham Norton. They were trying to explain Mr. Blobby to Americans.
Okay, yeah, I could imagine that being quite difficult.
And it wasn't... It was like a really famous American person as well. It was like Tom Cruise or something.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, this guy was like a legend of British. He had a number one single.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain Mr. Blobby to anyone. It's like, this is Big Bird for the UK.
That's clever. That's the closest approximation.
But, you know.
It's a very British thing, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah.
Mr. Blobby.
I know. I don't know how to explain it to anyone ever. So, yeah.
No.
I think that's kind of... Are you happy with that? We talked about 5 minutes about The Simpsons.
Yes, I think we talked about other random stuff. Pretty comprehensively covered the game.
Yeah, I think we pretty comprehensively covered it. And everything else. So this is the segment of the show where we get onto our good news, Sam. Do you want to start?
Yes.
Or I can start. Mine's not particularly strong.
I mean, mine's not really...
Okay, go for it.
Arguably good.
Okay, go for it.
I think it's good.
Okay.
I mean, define good.
I mean, all good news is good news in this climate. I'll take it.
Okay. So recently there was
Is it about penguins?
It's not. It's animal-based.
Okay, I'll take that.
Penguins were having an off week this week, so there wasn't number of news stories. But this week it's about llamas. Okay,
llamas are cool.
I'm not going to do the headline, I'm just going to do the story. Okay, so there's a guy, he's on the run, he's stolen someone's tobacco from their farm.
Rude.
He's running across a field,
yep.
Climbing over a gate. But when he gets to the field, there are 8 llamas.
Oh.
Now they're very like naturally curious animals, so they come around. They go to the criminal and they encircle the criminal. And what they do is they have a warning cry for intruders.
Oh,
and they start screaming like llamas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which apparently sounds like an old man laughing.
Okay,
apparently what they sound like. And what happens is there's a nearby farmer hears the commotion.
Okay,
comes over.
Yeah.
Calls the police.
Okay.
The police come and obviously get the criminal who's encircled by the llamas. Yeah. And so llamas make a citizen's arrest.
Wow. Llama crime fighters.
Here's the llama.
I never thought I'd hear it. Wow.
They just look like llamas.
I do. If that's the criminal, I feel like they could get out.
No, she's not the criminal. She's the owner.
Surrounded by like 4 llamas.
So crime fighting llamas is my good news story.
That is a good news story.
So they returned the stolen tobacco.
Yep.
And they did a good thing for the community.
Everyone lived happily ever after.
Unknowingly, but in anyway, they saved the day with their crime fighting antics.
Awesome.
So don't steal.
Don't steal tobacco.
From the llamas.
Don't steal from the llamas. It was their tobacco.
Yes, it was their tobacco.
That's why they were so mad.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Right. So what's your good story?
So my good story, once again, is sort of self-focused.
Less llama-based.
Less llama-based. I don't know which one to do. I think let's talk about a good story that we both enjoyed. We both were recently involved with a show.
Oh, yes.
Where so some of our young explorers were on stage at a small to medium sized theatre in our town, and they were all awesome. It was incredible. We had a really good time. We were sort of involved behind the scenes in a sneaky kind of way. Yes. That was good news.
Was
I enjoyed that. That was pretty cool.
They're also very talented, aren't they?
Yes. How dare they be so talented?
They are. They're all so incredible.
Rude. Yeah. So rude.
I was very impressed.
Yeah.
With doing that. Yeah. It must take a lot of confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
To do that.
Yeah.
In front of a lot of people.
So you're going to be in the next one? It's all right.
In the next one?
Yeah, you should be. Why not? It would be fun.
It would be fun. It does. That is the main thing, is that they're definitely fun. They're having a lot of fun constantly, is the impression I got.
My other bit of good news was I gave away my blood again last week, good. Which was very fun. This is like my 37th or 38th donation, really, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, apparently my blood is good for small children. So they keep stealing my blood, and then they send me a text message afterwards.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, your blood has gone to such and such a hospital," which is quite cool. So mine went to Birmingham this time. But it's been to like Wales and like Cornwall and loads of other places as well. Went to Great Ormond Street once, which was super cool.
Okay.
So yeah, that's really exciting.
That's really nice.
So yeah, that was my good news. Donate blood if you can. It's an experience.
Definitely. I must do that, definitely. That's,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
a really
it's
a good thing that you do.
Yeah, I think it's like it takes about an hour, and you have to do it like once every 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's particularly taxing
of
time.
No, it's not a huge commitment, and it makes such a difference as well.
Yeah, so, the actual like giving blood bit takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The hour is all the like waiting and filling in paperwork and blah blah blah. The actual giving blood only takes
it's
5 minutes.
Quick,
you don't have to sit there with a needle in your arm for an hour.
Do not
panic. It's not that bad, I swear.
That's really good.
So yeah. That was my good news. I'm giving people my blood.
Yes.
Vampires, mostly.
Vampires. No. Small children. That's cool that they tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you know where it's going to.
Yeah. And I only go for the snacks at the end, so...
That's
like...
not true. No, it's good.
So that's super cool. Anyway, we hope you have enjoyed this episode with us. We have enjoyed making it for you. I don't know where I'm going.
Yes. we have enjoyed it. So make sure to follow us on all the socials, like the ones that we're on, the Instagram and the Facebooks. And
yes.
The other one. That.
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
There you
Thank
go.
You. Yes. That one too.
Got in the end. All of those. Also, if they want to email us, how can they get in touch then?
Oh, hello@gasaboutgames.com.
Nice. Very slick. So thank you so much, everyone.
And unprompted.
Completely unprompted. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We will see in about a month's time. We're hoping to have a little special episode for you.
Oh, yes.
Which will be nice.
We're going to tell them what it is so they can watch along?
So... Oh, no.
No, that's not the next episode.
No.
Oh, sorry.
So we may be going to an event.
Oh, yes.
Here in our local hometown, if you want to meet us.
No, we're not going to a meeting greet.
A meet and greet.
But we're not doing any of the meeting or greeting.
No, we're not.
But there is meet and greets going on.
Yes.
Specifically with all the Hollywood stars that are going to be there. Which Comic Con are we going to? San Diego or what's the other one? LA?
London?
Or London?
No. We're going to the local Comic Con here in Maidstone.
Maidstone,
yes.
Oh,
yes,
I shouldn't
have
booked those tickets to San Diego.
we got to book some flights, Sam.
Yeah.
So we're going to be going to that. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have a wonderful time, I'm sure.
Yes. We're also meeting Pikachu. We're excited especially
to see Pikachu.
Meet Pikachu.
We will probably do some kind of podcast about our adventures.
Yes.
For that.
You will hear all about it.
Yes. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and goodbye.